Welcome to 9 to 5 Google Daily for October 24th, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today, we have data controls, and Google is seemingly making it easier to control and delete that data, starting with search. So basically, Google's announced that it will make it much easier to control your data, and it's starting with search controls. Actually, you can actually go to the mobile Google search page and just tap on the hamburger option in the top left. And there's now an option that lets you quickly access and view all your data in search, and you can easily control it and delete it from there if you want. Next up, we have the Chromecast. So the Chromecast 2nd Gen and Chromecast Ultra may be updated with multi-room audio support. So Google announced that the Chromecast would be getting multi-room audio support alongside the announcement of the newly redesigned Chromecast 3rd generation. And we assumed that for whatever reason, that device would be the only device, Chromecast, that would be able to get this feature. But a new email or notification from Google, direct from Google, says that the Chromecast 2nd Gen, the Chromecast that most of you probably already own, and the Chromecast Ultra will also get the feature. And finally, we go hands-on with a new drawing app Easter egg in Android Pie on the Google Pixel 3 and 3 XL. Basically, this is a cool little tech demo or a cool little Easter egg that just shows a drawing app that, interestingly, actually uses the surface area of your finger to determine how big the actual brush or the actual painting area is. So it's a really interesting tech demo, and maybe we'll see the tech that Google's developing for this Easter egg actually come to Android in the future in the form of an actual feature. We'll see. And we have a couple of other interesting news stories today. AT&T is beta testing an Android TV set-top box designed with DirecTV Now, and Google Assistant is coming to all Chrome OS devices, or probably most Chrome OS devices, with a new web backend. So previously, Google Assistant was dependent on Android, but it seems Google is now making it more quote-unquote native to Chrome OS so that it can come to more Chromebooks. You can read all these stories and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Wednesday afternoon.